Now, if you've been confusing your Pilsners with your IPAs and Imperial Stouts, you need to meet up with Greg Engert. Greg has developed a flavor profile system: crisp, hop, malt, roast, smoke, fruit and spice, and tart and funky. And it's used all over the country to help drinkers understand that beer is very much like wine. He's the beer director of the Neighborhood Restaurant Group in Washington, D.C., and we set him up with a self-professed beer hater, our contributor, David Leet, to see what Greg could do with David.
Greg, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, beer. I have to be up front right here. I hate beer. I really do. I find it very bitter. So, what do you have for me?
Well, it is a challenge, I'll be honest with you. I mean, beer's calling card for at least part of its history has indeed been bitterness. Mm-hmm. You know, hops. Hops are the thing that give bitterness to beer. Also, roasted flavors you find in stouts and porters will give you an intense bittering quality. And there's no two ways around that. You know, I think you're going to have trouble with most beers. Mm-hmm. But luckily for us, we hope today, there are a few different flavor categories out there, styles of beer, that I think we might be able to sneak in under your radar.
All right. Well, that's cool. Now, you have two beers here. Mm-hmm. They fall into what categories?
So, and these are categories that I find that work for all people who are kind of trying to transition into beer. So we kind of call these transitional categories, mm-hmm. okay? So the one that's probably most approachable or people would understand the best is the fruit and spice category, mm-hmm. dominated by Belgian style ales. I say that because Belgian style ales are made literally all over the globe today, kind of, you know, people's takes on the Belgian ales. And so these beers tend to be on the sweeter side. They tend to be either completely bereft of bitterness or at least just a little bit of a drying quality there.
Okay.
So that's one. And that's going to be represented by Cellar Door from Stillwater Artisanal. And then the next one I even have probably more success with, especially for the wine drinker out there. Mm-hmm. You know, what most people don't realize is that for 99.9% of beer's history, which stretches back to the beginnings of civilization, 10,000 plus years ago, it was sour. And this is a beer called Madame Rose. It's from Goose Island out of Chicago, Illinois. And I think you'll find that it tastes more like, you know, almost like a Burgundian red wine than it does like
really?
Your typical beer.
And this falls into what category?
That's the tart and funky category.
I love that, tart and funky. Okay, so why don't you open them up and I will give them a try.
Absolutely.
I can't promise anything, but I'm game.
So we're going to start with the Cellar Door.
Okay.
This is loosely based on a style of beer called Saison. Mm-hmm. This is a farmhouse ale style. It's brewed outside of Baltimore, but the style is from Belgium. And it's brewed with some wheat, so it's nice and crisp and refreshing, not too bitter, and it has a little bit of white sage added to the beer in the end. So.
Oh, cool. So why in glasses?
We love to pour these into glasses. Do not drink beer directly from the can or bottle because flavor is 99% aroma. Mm-hmm. So you should be swirling it like you would a fine wine.
Oh,
you should get your nose right in there.
Absolutely. Okay, there's my nose. You know, there's a cider quality almost to
this. A touch of it, yeah.
Yeah. There is no bitterness for me.
It's just effervescence, really.
That's shocking. And so the second beer, let's talk about that one.
So in the tart and funky category, mm-hmm. this is Madame Rose from mm-hmm. Goose Island in Chicago. It is a sour red ale that is aged in wine barrels with cherries.
Oh, wow. That has a phenomenal nose on that. Beautiful color, too.
Doesn't it?
Oh, that's real crisp. There's a nice... that's
beautifully acidic. Amazing with food.
Yeah. What would you pair with this?
I would love this with a number of things. I love lamb chops mm-hmm. in this because think about it. It's got that Burgundy and red wine quality balancing mm-hmm. against the gamey intensity of the lamb. Ribeye steaks. Rich steaks, I think, do well. This almost sauces the dish.
Excellent. So talk about some of the other categories that you have in
Absolutely.
Your profile.
Crisp is a category that we like to use for any kind of those effervescent, refreshing beers like lagers and pilsners, things like that. Kind of beers that most people associate with the term beer. Hop is a category that brings in the kind of pale ales and IPAs.
Bitterness.
Bitterness mm-hmm. that you don't love too much. And then we have malt-driven beers. These are beers that capitalize on the grainy qualities, you know, toasty, nutty, caramelized, toffee-ish qualities. Mm-hmm. And then we go into roast. Roast is the stout, the porter. These taste like coffee and chocolate, latte, espresso, etc. And then probably one of the strangest categories in the last one is smoke. These are beers that are produced with grain that's literally cooked over open fires, mm-hmm. giving the grain and the resulting beer the flavors of the fuel. So it'll taste kind of smoky and meaty and spicy.
So are you up for a pop quiz?
Absolutely.
All right. Knowing your categories and knowing your profiles, I'm going to give you the name of a dish. Okay. You tell me what you would pair it with.
Sure.
Okay. Shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits. Love this with something that's peppery, got a good fruit and spice quality. So we're thinking the fruity, spicy beers. Triples are fantastic with this. Belgian-style triples.
Spicy beef chili.
Spice is tough. Alcohol and bitterness will make spice intensify on the palate. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do with something spicy is use something crisp that can kind of wash away the intensity of heat, or something sweet like a malty beer that's going to also temper the flames.
Excellent. Barbecued ribs with a vinegar mustard-based sauce.
Anytime you get acidity, you want to match acidity or with sweetness. So I would go towards maybe even something like the Madame Rose, a tart and funky beer
that has a sort
of vinegary note to it, mm-hmm. to kind of intensify that.
All right. One of my favorites, a lobster roll with mayo, not butter. Thank you.
Lobster roll with mayo, not butter. This you can go a couple ways. Now, one way you could go is to take something that's sweeter, like a fruit and spice beer or a malty beer. Or you could take a slightly roasty beer. This sounds kind of strange. Mm-hmm. A slightly roasty beer, like a milk stout. It's sweet, chocolatey. It's got a little bit of a peppery quality to it. That's going to balance the salt of the lobster itself. And you get a kind of cool complement by contrast.
Excellent. Okay, this is going to be a bit of a trick question. A stout cake, which is a cake made with Irish stout.
Right. Most people think that if something's made with something, you naturally pair it with that.
Exactly.
Now, that would be the easy way out, and you can do that. What I like to do is to bring something that's kind of fruity into the stout cake. So typically, if you have a chocolatey cake, maybe we're going to bring in a sweeter, fruitier beer. Mm-hmm. There's fantastic raspberry lambics out there that have this kind of sweet, mildly sour quality that are going to almost bring in a sauce to the cake itself.
Okay, and the last one, pasta with butter and Parmesan cheese.
Just very simple.
Very,
easy.
Which I make all the time, so help me.
It's fantastic. One of the best crisp beers out there is something called Kolsch. It typically comes from Cologne. And this is a crisp beer that's got a little bit of a delicate fruity note, some sweetness, bold effervescence, and almost no bitterness again. So you don't have to worry about the bitterness overwhelming the delicate flavors of the pasta.
Excellent. And then I'm curious, you put together a 500-bottle beer list, more than 500 bottles. How does one do that?
Basically, I really did use the flavor profiles to do it. You know, I wanted to make sure that we always have a nice sampling of each flavor profile represented on the list. I mean, if we had too many hoppy beers and roasty beers and you came into my restaurant, you wouldn't have anything to drink. So instead, we make sure that we always have something from every category, and that makes sure we have something for every palate, but also something for every plate. Beer and food pairing is huge. And so once we know that we have something coming from each and every category, we have something for each dish coming out of the kitchen.
That's fascinating. It was a pleasure having you, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Greg Engert is the beer director for the Neighborhood Restaurant Group, which includes Church Key and Blue Jacket in Washington, D.C. You can find Greg's beer profile guide at splendidtable.org. David Leet is the mind behind Leet's Culinaria, and his latest book is Notes on a Banana, a memoir of food, love, and manic depression.